Good morning. Good evening. May have be on glorious earth. Ellen's. Today we are getting back in our regular schedule. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you may happen. On God, welcome to Balance Point. Today we're going to be getting back into regular gospel. We have been taking a little bit of time out to bring this little bit of a situation, we'll put it that way, that has come up by way of the bug. And so we have been off of our regular scheduled balance, produced a few extra ones by way of encouragement. Back in and dig back into regular schedule. I do want to say this. During this time, we will be not on our regular day, our weekly schedule of Thursday and Sunday. And we're doing this so that we can avoid stepping on the top of regular church, if you have a regular church that you attend the live stream. And so we will be in live streaming more than I'd say on Monday, like an early, might do a mid afternoon. We're just going to see how it goes and changes the way it is. But if you would, let's bow our hearts in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this time together with your people. This time that we can in the Word and for the good work of your kingdom. Father God, we thank you have been able to utilize for these. And we ask, Father God, that you so that it would achieve in the name of your Son and all of God's people. Turn with me in your Bible today. Today we are picking in the Gospel of Luke, and something going on. I see something going on. Now I have closed captioning. Yay! I've been trying to figure out how to. Seemingly automatically happening. I'm very happy. So Luke chapter 2, and this is part 2 in our study of the Gospel. If you missed part 1, or you missed chapter. It is in our archive on channel, up to date over the next few days. And we'll also be getting the archive on balance.org website in the next few days. So, Luke chapter 2, and we're beginning in verse 20. And we are still in kind of the nativity narrative. And we are going to look at the presentation. And as usual, I'm reading. Verse 21. And when the 8 days, his name was by the angel. And when the days of their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem, sent him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male that opens a womb shall be called the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice a pair of turtles or two. And there was a man in Jerusalem, and this man was righteous and devout, looking at the Holy Spirit. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit and And he came in the spirit. When the parents brought the child to carry out for him what was, he then took him in his arms and blessed God and said, "Now, Lord, you are releasing your bondservant to depart in peace. For my eyes have seen what you have prepared. A light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory and his father." And Simeon blessed them, said to the child is a for the fall rise and for a sign, a sore will pierce in your own. And that thought any harm. And there was a prophetess, Anna, Phanuel, tribe of Anna. She was advanced in years, and it lived with her 7 years after her marriage, and then as a widow to the age of 84. Never left the temple, serving day and night with fasting. At that very moment, came up and began of him to all for looking redemption. When they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they turned together to their own city of Nazareth, and the child continued to grow and the grace. Wow, the presentation. Now, I've entitled the fulfilling what we could not. And what was the thing that we could not? We could not fulfill the righteous requirement that God laid out in it. And it isn't that the law was somehow deficient. The law is perfect. But what is deficient to live out that law? Our ability to fulfill the righteous requirement that God has placed. And so here we see the beginnings of Jesus fulfilling the requirements of the law, beginning even with his circumcision. For the law stated that the male child was circumcised 8 days from birth. And we find the initial giving of circumcision to Abraham in chapter 17. He who is 8 days old circumcised every male was born in your house, all with mother, from any foreigner who not of your. Now, this is kind of interesting because here we see that circumcision was given to him, and it includes not only the natural born children, but those who were bought with money, those who were bond servants, Abraham. And what is circumcision? Well, circumcision physical, the cutting of the way of the foreskin. But circumcision is also a, and it refers to the cutting away of the flesh, the cutting away of that part which is displeasing. Now, Jesus had no born of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the sin of Adam passed through. And yet, in the presentation, see Jesus associating, affiliating, affiliating with humankind and fulfilling the promise made to Abraham back in Genesis, that one of Abraham's descendants would be the blessing through which all people. And so the first thing we notice is that already began. The second thing we want to notice is the name that he was given by the angel before he was even Jesus. Now here we have the Greek form. Now, living here in SoCal, the Latin form or Spanish form, the Hebrew form is actually Joshua, Jehoshua. So what does Jesus or Jehoshua, what is the name Jesus? Ouch. The name Jesus or Yahushua, Yahweh or Jehovah, covenant name of God, I am. And Hoshea, which is a Hebrew. And so this person, born of the named by the angel, I am. Now there were plenty of folks running around that had been named during the time of the Jesus. But there was only and so Jesus as our, what else? We see that when their purification talk, when the days of purification is. And the sacrifice was a sin offering. And normally that sacrifice would be a lamb. But there was provision. And that provision for the sin offering, spring, turtle dove. In other words, this is the sacrifice of the poor. Now, there's actually one more sacrifice that was available if you were poor, and that was a sacrifice of a grain offering, even foregoing the two young birds. Well, what does this sacrifice say? Sacrifice speaks our poverty in regards to God's righteousness. You see, we cannot afford what we owe. It's been said, there's a debt that we cannot afford to pay. But Jesus came and he paid the debt that he didn't. He paid our debt. And so this sacrifice of the two turtle doves or the young speaks. The fact that Jesus is not only the sacrifice for the rich, sacrifice. In other words, he is the sacrifice that is sufficient. All people. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how deep you're God. Jesus paid up for what we by. I think that's beautiful. That speaks to the sufficiency. You know, when Abraham took his son Isaac up to the mountain, and Isaac asked, "Father, where's the here we have the fire, we have the wood, where's the sacrifice?" And Abraham said, "The Lord will provide himself." Now that was fulfilled directly and truly when Abraham turned and saw the ram caught in the thicket by its horn. And there too is a prophetic vision as we come into the Easter season, resurrection season. When we find that Jesus, the Lamb of God, with the crown of thorns about his head, ran. And then there's this man, righteousness, and he was looking for the consolation of Israel. Here is something, even though it looks right now like the world has gone sideways, you know, nobody cares about the thing. It looked that way at the time of Jesus. And yet there was this righteousness. Does it say he was sinless? No. And he was righteous in that he was looking for the promise of Israel. And because he had been looking for what God had, it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen Christ. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, there are people who are looking. I know it doesn't look that way. When we look at the entertainments, when we look at the news, look at our government, I know it doesn't. I know that it looks like it's hopeless. But they're looking. God. And God has made a promise to those would seek that if they would seek him, disciples seek and you'll knock in the door, for he is fine. In other words, speaking to the disciples, Jesus is saying, look, ask. Ask of the Father. Seek from the Father. Search from the Father. Knock on the doors of heaven. Ones who are. And yet, and so, this man Simeon knew that there was a promise of God's anointing, and that he had been promised that he would not see death until he. You will see, I promise. You may not see it the way you think you're going to see it. Abraham did not see the full fulfillment of the promise of his descendants, nor did Isaac or Jacob. And yet they lived in the land. We do not see the fulfillment, if we're believers, we do not see the fulfillment of the heavenly realms while we walk on this earth. And yet we have the opportunity of that. Those who do not know Christ, but they're seeking God. And they may not even fully realize how they are seeking God, because God has planted in each and every the desire to know. And so they may be off in the weeds somewhere because they are seeking. Because they are following the seed God has planted. And they will see the promise before they die. They may not fully. But they will see the promise. Now, that doesn't mean that they'll accept the promise. But they will at least see the promise. And so, and he saw the promise. Why did he? Because. And he came into the spirit, came in the spirit into the temple when the parents brought in the child Jesus to carry out for him. Those who are seeking God will see the promise when we are faithful. Let me repeat. Those who are seeking God will see the promises of God when we who are faithful are obedient. What God is. In this case, Mary and Joseph were carrying out the custom. They were being righteous and following the dictates of the law. And because they were being righteous and they were following the law, this man Simeon got to see the fulfillment of the promise that had been made. My brothers and sisters, call yourself Christ followers. Consider this. The more obedient that we are to what God has, the more those who are seeking God, and will see. And then watch. And then he took him into his arms, and he blessed God, and he said, "Now, Lord, you're releasing your servant to depart in peace." Depart in peace. According to my eyes of seeing. Your salvation. When we, as Christ followers, are obedient to what God has spoken to us through the written word, through the Logos, through the Rhema, through the breathed word, through the natural word that is out in the atmosphere and what we see in nature, when we are obedient to that, those who are seeking God. Promise of. And then they. But it hinges on. A half ago, I about the art reference to, and one of the are shot with the in other words in the piece. Put it this way, in the section of the mount called Blessed, through our repentance, we act as peacemakers between different people as we bring together and work through. And as we move those ways, and so I, even as a young baby, recognized in spirit that his message, his plans, his purpose for me would not be simply, but would be. And a sword will even pierce your soul. That end, the thoughts of hearts make. Here's one thing that we know for certain, at the name, mention of the name of Jesus, at the mention of his name, thoughts of the inner man. And it is either revealed unto life eternal, or it is revealed unto self. But it is. There is no fence. Name of Jesus. Either in. You're either hot or cold. And if you're lukewarm, you might as well be cold. Dictate it to. Now continue. Prophetess Anna, daughter of. Now there's another prophetess. The salvation that is seen is not only meant to be seen by men, but is meant to be seen. This is almost a throwaway in the gospel. But watch this. Verse 38. I'll skip the part about her being a widow and all that. Down to verse 30. At that very moment, she came in and began giving thanks to God and continued to speak of him. All were looking at the redemption of Jerusalem. You know, quite often around Easter time, resurrection time, we speak of the women who went to the tomb of Jesus to anoint him and found that the tomb was empty, and we speak of them as the first women evangelists. No, the first woman evangelist was Anna at the birth of Jesus. is a first evangelist. And what did she do? She gave thanks to God. Why? For the salvation that he brought. And then she continued to speak of him to all those who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. Here's something that's interesting. Notice what isn't said. It doesn't say that she continued to speak of him to everybody. Might get angry. All too often, and this, all too often, we a lot of effort convincing those who not want to, that God is good and loves them. Maybe instead of spending that energy convincing others that don't want to be convinced that God loves them, maybe if we just went out and lived our lives according to the way God would want us to live our lives, and talking to those who are not quite yet in the kingdom of God, but are looking for redemption, much more. Instead of trying to convince, let's just live our lives according to God's purpose, God's goodness, and spend our time speaking to those who are looking for God's redemption. I believe we'd be in the kingdom. Does that mean that we just automatically cut off everyone who is negative? No. But what it does mean is we live our lives in such a way that even though they won't listen to our words, now I'm going to close out with this. Time for you. Performed everything according to the law of God. They returned to Galilee to their own city. And the child continued to grow and be wisdom was upon him. Grace of God. Merited favor of God. The word there is our magic. But the gifts of God were for the work that God finish up. I am sorry. His offering was not an offering. Offering of the poor, not of the poor. And so his offering is sufficient for all people. Last but his belief. Of God. Then those who are see, they will God. They will tell. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just ask in the mighty name that you would be magnified in all that we ask, Father, that your grace would be sufficient to all men at all times, and that you would be just really lift it up. Father God, I pray a spirit of peace upon your people, and I ask for your comfort in this time of distress. And I thank you, Father God, for what you are doing in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus. And all of God's people said, amen and amen.